happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, gentlemen, Jim Dallas just informed me that they have backed up spring training for Major League Baseball to March 5th, and they're going to begin talks again in earnest, I believe, next Monday. But next Monday is President's Day. Would they begin negotiations like that? I don't know. But I tell you what, I love Major League Baseball, and it is so much fun. For like 7 months, it's six, sometimes 7 days a week. I mean, it's tremendous. And that's why if somehow we are late or it's like 94 and we have a strike or a lockout, I will be really PO'd because baseball is still on the comeback trail. They're not fully recovered from the pandemic. And if suddenly baseball just goes away for a while, we're going to find different things to do. And some of us may not come back. Some of us just won't come back from a strike or a lockout or whatever you want to call this thing. I hate this. And you know what? Baseball has been so good. I mean, the baseball that we've seen has been so good. Now, granted, there are some rules changes and different things that have been going on. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later on the program. Coming up, really excited. We talk with a lot of people who you recognize. We are going to be talking with somebody you probably won't recognize his name. Tony Grady is a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He's from Northern Nevada. You probably don't know about him. We'll learn more about him together. We'll do that and more coming up at the top of the hour. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Biden is set to give an update this hour on the crisis in Ukraine. Here's correspondent Greg Clarkson at the White House.
For the second time in 4 days, the president will make formal remarks about the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. He has said an attack could come over the next several days. The White House says Mr. Biden will address Russia's military buildup, as well as continued efforts by the U.S. and its partners to pursue deterrence and diplomacy. The president's speech will come following a conference call with Western and NATO allies. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Hennepin County judge has sentenced former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter to 2 years in prison for the accidental shooting of black motorist Dante Wright. Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu says Potter is not like other police officers that have faced trial for murder.
This is a cop who made a tragic mistake. She drew her firearm thinking it was a taser.
Wright's father, Aubrey Wright, says he's upset that Potter only received 2 years.
I walk out of this courthouse feeling like people are laughing at us because this lady got a slap on the wrist, and we still every night sitting around crying, waiting on my son to come home.
GOP Representative Jim Hagedorn of Minnesota has died of kidney cancer.
Hagedorn announced a recurrence of kidney cancer last July and had tested positive for COVID-19 last month. A cause of death was not mentioned on his wife, Jennifer Carnahan's Facebook post. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. In Congress, he sat on the House Agriculture Committee. He was a member of the Republican Study Committee, and he was among the Republicans who objected to the certification of the 2020 presidential election results. I'm Bernie Bennett.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. According to reports in the Review Journal, a woman who pushed a 74-year-old man off a Las Vegas bus in March of 2019, causing his death, was sentenced today to between 8 and 20 years in prison. 28-year-old Kadisha Bishop pleaded guilty on December 27th to abuse of an older or vulnerable person resulting in death. She was previously charged with murder. She pushed Sergei Fournier off a parked bus near Fremont in 13th Street. Fournier landed on his head about 8 feet from the bus doorway and died about a month later. Well, your gas bill might be getting a little bit bigger. Southwest Gas is asking the Public Utilities Commission for a rate increase, which would mean about 46 cents more a month on average for a single-family home for a month. The PUC can approve, decrease, or increase the proposed rate hike. The Venetian and Palazzo are about to get new owners as the Nevada Gaming Commission approved a deal to have Apollo Global Management buy the Venetian Palazzo and the Venetian Expo from the Las Vegas Sands Corporation.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows on area freeways right now on Interstate 15 and the 215, but delays, they start around Pecos when you're working your way downtown on Interstate 515. Yeah, there's only 2 lanes available through there. Also slow, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I promised today's show would be about a tale of two candidates, one that you know very, very well. You may have already voted for him. He is Adam Laxalt. He's a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Then you've got Tony Grady, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. You probably don't know him. He's from northern Nevada, and he is with us on the line. Tony Grady is a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He served as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force, and he joins us. Tony, how you doing, sir?
I am doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I know that you and I had a chance to get together and meet just a couple of weeks ago, but a lot of folks who are listening to this don't know who Tony Grady is. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of your background?
Sure, I'd really like to do that. I was very fortunate that I'm a veteran who got to spend 20 years in the United States Air Force, and then I spent 20 years flying for FedEx. I think Richard Bach's book, Stranger to the Ground, kind of characterizes me. But I want to go back a little bit as to why that happened. My parents, who were very poor, graduated from Hampton Institute. My dad, who was really good and emphasized education, ended up working for Foreign Service after teaching college for a while. And that enabled me to live around the world as I was growing up. We would go back and forth to different places. So I lived in Lagos, Nigeria, and then I graduated from high school in Bangkok, Thailand. During that time period, I got to see the United States from the outside, and I also saw what the results of socialism and communism were on their people, namely abject poverty. This caused me to be very patriotic, so I went to the Air Force Academy and became a pilot and proudly served. So that's a summary of where I am. And things that people would probably like to know is I've been married for 39 years, and I have four children, two boys and two girls.
Am I right on this, that you've flown just about everything the Air Force has to offer? Is that true?
Nobody's done that. But I have flown over 45 airplanes, and I've amassed 5,000 hours as a test pilot, as an Air Force test pilot. But I have not flown everything in the inventory.
Well, you're close. You're getting close, though. That's the important thing. I got to ask you, and I always ask this of anybody that comes on the show, especially if the audience doesn't know who they are, and that is, why are you going through all this? You've got a nice life. You're in semi-retirement. You're doing your thing. You've got family. Why put them through this? Why put yourself through this and the expense and the travel and having to campaign in 17 different counties? Why are you doing this?
I'm doing this because of public service. The last 2 years I served as the director of flight operations for the Reno Air Races, and I've gotten to see from the backside how businesses help the state. And what happened to me, Kevin, was I found out what was going on in education here. And since education is something that was foundational in my family, and I saw how terribly poor we were doing, I was going, what can I do? And in talking to some friends who know about the political process, when I told them I wanted to enter the political process, it was suggested to me to take a look at what the lieutenant governor does, because at the time, Kate Marshall had already resigned, so the office was empty. And when I looked at the statutory requirements or statutory responsibilities for lieutenant governor, it was a match with what I've done in my career. My entire career has prepared me to do such a job as this. And people might say, well, what does a lieutenant governor have to do with education? A lot. Because one of the major or the major things that lieutenant governor does is look at tourism and also business development, strengthening our businesses that we have and attracting new businesses. And those depend on a very robust, educated workforce. And on our present trajectory, we are not going to have a bright future in that. So I decided that it was time for me to, instead of looking on the sidelines and saying this is bad, enter the fray and do something about it. So I'm going to be a lieutenant governor that's going to put a lot of emphasis on that workforce development and help the educators understand the nature of what we need in the future. That's why I'm doing this. And I know that I can serve the state of Nevada well.
One of the things we talk about a lot on this program, and we do it almost every day, is talk about education. We know that we are dead last or close to dead last in just about every category out there when it comes to nationwide education. And I'm just curious what you think, as Lieutenant Governor, you could do to help move the needle, so to speak.
Well, as I said, because I'm responsible for the development of businesses and attracting businesses, I will be intimately familiar with what the workforce is that the businesses require, what they're lacking. Also, I can help people understand that one size doesn't fit all. I would be somebody that would push also looking at trade schools, because there's great jobs and careers that people in the trades can get. And so when you say, what does a lieutenant governor do, one of my responsibilities also is government audit. I would, early in my administration, if not day one, order audits of our school boards and find out where we are and find out why we are so weak in places. You can't improve something that if you don't know where you're starting. So I would know exactly where we were starting, and then that would be the measuring rod for going forward.
If, God forbid, Steve Sisolak is back as governor, could you do things like that, create audits kind of unilaterally, or would you have to have the support of the governor?
Well, that's a statutory requirement, or I should say statutory responsibility of the lieutenant governor. Obviously, the governor sets the agenda, and the governor can do what he wants, but I have a feeling that coming forward with what my responsibilities are, I don't think the governor would want to stop something like that, but if he did, I would be able to deal with it. With my military background, I understand how you can serve somebody well that you don't necessarily agree with. And I would be very respectful, but I would use the statutory laws that we have to do what my responsibilities are.
Again, Tony Grady joining us. He is a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He's from Northern Nevada, and he joins us. I want to ask you about an area that most lieutenant governors take real seriously, and that's the tourism thing. We have 340,000 people that come through our community on a regular basis coming into the airport. What is it that you can do to help tourism?
Well, I think that we can kind of look at best practices. And what I mean by that is our friends down in Florida have a good way of advertising. They've attracted a lot of people. Our friends in Texas have done that. I need to look at how we in Nevada are promoting ourselves. I know we promote ourselves a little bit, but we can probably do a better job. With beautiful Lake Tahoe and with all our trails and with the skiing and with the hunting, there are plenty of things that we can share with the world that they need to come here and vacation, and it's year-round. And so I think there are a lot of things that we can do to help tourism. And again, I come back to businesses. We have to have robust businesses to support that tourism industry. So great question.
What is your assessment of where we are post-pandemic? There have been a lot of criticism of this governor, Governor Sisolak, about the way he responded to the pandemic. And he dropped the ball on so many occasions, whether it be unemployment or other things. How far are we back? Are we all the way back? I know we've had a lot of the conventions are starting to return. Can you talk a little bit about where we are post-pandemic?
Well, I think the good news is that we are starting a positive slope on that and coming back. We're not all the way back, but at least people know that we're open for business. And one of the things that we have to look at is a lot of times there's a delay when you've had a shutdown like that, and there are certain businesses that had to close. I'm wondering if any of those businesses will come back. We'll have to look at that because some of those businesses are what attracted some of the tourists that are important to our economy. Also, we need to make sure that we're diversifying that economy. So even though we're not all the way back yet, this is a great opportunity for us to announce to the world that Nevada's open for business and come here and enjoy yourself.
I know that we had a chance to sit down with you a couple of weeks ago, and I know you were just getting your campaign started, and you were just in the process of kind of gearing up. What have you been doing? Do you make a pledge that you're going to go to all 17 counties before it's all done?
I don't have to make the pledge. I've already been to all 17 counties. So I have visited every county in Nevada. I have really enjoyed meeting people from all walks of life and all types of endeavors that are good, ranchers, dairy farmers. We have the businessmen in the city. We have people in the entertainment realm, and then we have people that also are in recreation. So I've been doing that, and I've been also going around and speaking to different groups, again, letting people know who Tony Grady is, because I'm not a politician. I would endeavor to be, as President Lincoln said, a statesman. And what I mean by that is, what's important to me is what happens generationally. I'm not looking at the short term. I want Nevada to be on a trajectory that's sustainable. So those are the things that I've been doing.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, and take as much time as you need. You've been traveling the state. You've been talking. You give speeches, but I know you're also a good listener as well. And I guess my question is, what is that? What is there that resonates with Nevadans when you're out listening to them? What are the things that concern them that you need to deal with?
There are a lot of things, but I think some of the things that I would like to focus in on that we have been hurt by is everybody knows that there are supply chain problems. People are seeing shortages in different places. Where, as a lieutenant governor, I can fit into that is we have underused rail lines in terms of our roads. We need to complete Highway 11 project that's connecting Mexico to Canada, and it comes through our great state, and we're not complete with that. Well, with some of the infrastructure money that is coming, we need to bear down on that and complete some of that. What's important about that is that those roads and everything will start to determine how people are going through the state. So that's one side of it. From a business side of it, It also would help in terms of business for the truckers who we depend on. If we can finish Highway 11, they can get from Las Vegas to Sacramento in one day instead of having to take a break like they take now. That could really help commerce. So on the small business side, where we're listening to people, they are very concerned about the workforce. I have been listening to some business owners who are not finding all of the people that they need to fill some of the jobs that they have. And again, that's where I go back to one size does not fit all. There are excellent opportunities in the trade school. So in summary, I think that in our lines of travel for the supply chain, And I think in strengthening our education, I think we will meet the needs of the small businesses to strengthen them so that they can grow in the future and to make a more attractive workforce for those other industries that we want to come here to help diversify us. Does that answer your question there,
Kevin? It does. The big question is, you've got this big new website that's just up. Can you talk a little bit about it and how folks can access it?
Well, thank you very much. I would like your listeners to know that I'm Tony Grady. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com. And I would like people to think about volunteering. I would like people to donate to the effort. I'm not a wealthy person. I'm a person that believes in the grassroots swelling together. And I know that with all the grassroots going in the same direction, we'll be able to do this. I would definitely like them to go to my website and take a look. And they'll learn more about me at the website. Learn about things that I stand on the firm foundation of the Constitution, that I believe in strong families, that I believe in our freedoms that we have. And I would like to be the advocate for Nevadans to protect those things. Thank you for asking, Kevin.
And that's Tony Grady for F-O-R or the number four?
And it's Tony Grady, F-O-R, Nevada.com. Tony Grady for Nevada.com. And it's the word written out, F-O-R.
Tony, I know you're going to be traversing our state all across all 17 counties again and again and again before Election Day. Will you come back on and give us a progress report?
Kevin, I would love to come back on and give you a progress report. I want the people to know that I'm working for them. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Tony Grady, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He has been a busy, busy boy. Stay where you are, and more to come. The president, by the way, has not spoken. As soon as he comes to the podium, we'll try and hook us up and give you a little bit of the flavor of what the president's saying about Ukraine. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save.